23.
Pay settlement claim of Pavel Krivolenkov and estate of Ksenia Alexandrova in the sum of $325,000 involving the Portland Bureau of Transportation.
You want to introduce this, or you just want to take it straight to the city attorney here?
Let's go straight to the city attorney.
Good morning, Mr. Good Mayor, morning. Commissioners. My name is Rob Yamachika, Deputy City Attorney. The ordinance before you is to authorize settlement of the Krivolenkov and estate of Alexandrova lawsuit. The lawsuit stems from an automobile accident at Southeast 108th and Washington that took place November 20th, 2012, where a driver, Ms. Dennis, ended up hitting elderly couple. Mr. Krivolenkov was 78 at the time of the accident, and his wife was 71. Unfortunately, Ms. Alexandrova passed away 5 hours after the accident. The medical damages in the case for Mr. Krivolenkov were $129,000, and for Ms. Alexandrova, $117,000. The intersection's controlled by four pedestrian crossing signs, a ladder crosswalk, two stop bars, and a sign that says stop here for pedestrians. In the middle of two of the signs, there's a supplemental warning beacon, which is activated by a motion sensor. Officers investigating the incident after the accident determined that one motion sensor on the south side of the street, it didn't pick up motion quite as easily as it should have, which would have triggered this warning light. There was going to be testimony that the warning light was not active. The driver admitted liability and was negligent for failing to keep a proper lookout, failing to observe the signs and heed those signs, and failing to yield for the pedestrians. Based on the medical damages in the case, the sympathetic plaintiffs, and the fact that the motion sensor wasn't working quite properly, it's my professional opinion, after consulting with risk management and the director of PBOT, that a $325,000 settlement was appropriate for this case. I'm happy to answer any questions that you may have.
Thank you. Questions?
I should add that I did have questions about the potential presidential impact of this settlement, and I'm convinced that these are really unusual circumstances.
Okay, that's helpful. Thank you very much. Other questions? Thank you.
Thank you.
Anyone want to speak on this item? It's an emergency ordinance, then we'll take a roll call vote.
Is the gentleman joining us the survivor?
No, this is John Bueller from Risk Management and my colleague David Landrum. I should mention that the intersection has since been upgraded. There's now a pedestrian hybrid beacon. After an analysis after the accident, it only warranted a rectangular rapid flashing beacon, but because there's an overhead mast there, we were able to put in a more protective device, so this intersection is safer than it was before.
Good. Thank you. Appreciate that, too. Okay, roll call, please.
Novick?
Thank you very much. Aye.
Fritz?
I'm very sad for the family's loss, and I appreciate the work on it. Aye.
Fish?
Yes, I join with Commissioner Fritz. Our hearts go out to the family.
Altman?
Aye.
Nails?
Aye. Thank you. 13.